So you might notice a few differences today at Mass. First of all, obviously our Advent wreath is now underneath the canopy over the baptismal font. And also I'm wearing purple, not just because the Vikings beat the Packers last week, but because it's the new liturgical year. It's the new church year. So we can say Happy New Year in the church, that there is a new beginning, a fresh beginning. And so we wear purple in the season of Advent, but also we began a new cycle of readings. We are now in year C. Last year was year B, and we were reading from the Gospel of Mark. This year, we're now reading from the Gospel of Luke. And when you think, when you begin the Gospel, you think we'd start at the very beginning. After all, the Gospel of Luke has the infancy narratives, and we're in the season of Advent, waiting for the coming of Christ. But instead, we skip ahead, all the way to chapter 21 today. And why do we skip ahead? The gospel only has 24 chapters, and so we're almost already at the end. But we skip ahead to the end so we can see what our destination is, where our end point is, where our goal is. It shows us what we're made for. We're made to stand in confidence before the Lord at the end of our life. And how can we stand in confidence before the Lord on the day of judgment? When we live a life of holiness. When we live a life of goodness. When we live a life turning to the Lord when we need forgiveness. Coming to before Him as we do today in need of mercy. We can stand with confidence before the Lord. Why? Because it is the Lord who gives us strength. We are made for heaven. We are made to be with God in the peace of God's kingdom forever. What is in this world? Dismay, disorder, discord. We hear this in our gospel reading today, that there is turmoil in the world, and there is challenges and difficulty and suffering. But we are not made for this world. We are made for the peace of God's kingdom. And in order to get there, we need strength. It's one of the common themes in the readings today, in particular the second reading and the gospel reading. St. Paul prays for the Thessalonians that they would have strength. Strength to persevere. Because he realizes that we are on a journey. We're not there yet. And we need strength to get to where we are going. We need perseverance. We need grace. We need help. And we need support. And praise God, he gives us that support. God gives us that support in the sacraments, in the scriptures, in our prayer, and in the church. He gives us the grace to get to our destination, to get to our end point. Yesterday, maybe last night, you had a drive somewhere in the snow, and to get to your end point, you probably spun your tires a little bit, right? You spun your tires, maybe spun out a little bit. I went down to Lifeline last night at the Net Center in St. Paul, and the roads were pretty slick. And that's kind of analogous to the spiritual life. Sometimes when we're going to our destination, when we're trying to get to heaven, we spin our tires a little bit. We feel like we're not moving forward. Maybe we're sliding backwards a little bit. But God gives us grace. He gives us like salt for the roads to help us keep moving forward so that we can have traction. And he comes to us in the sacraments for that. The sacrament of confession to give us mercy, to give us strength when maybe we took a wrong turn on our way to heaven. He helps us get back on the right path. He helps us to refocus ourselves. Jesus tells us today about the sun and the moon and the stars and how there will be signs. But he himself is the one sign. Oftentimes we can get distracted by so many things that we're trying to follow, so many people we're trying to listen to. And we're trying to do multiple things and juggle multiple things. But the reality is we need to keep our gaze on the one star, which is Christ. He is our focal point. He is our destination. He is our goal. And not only is he our goal, he is the one who is with us. He is the one who has come to us to give us strength. Now we ask, how can this be? But the reality is he's Jesus. He's God. He can do that because he is infinite. He can be there already at the end point, but he also can be here with us on the journey, on the road to holiness. But oftentimes, we get distracted. And so we need to refocus, and that's what we have this season of Advent for. To refocus our gaze on Christ. To live a little bit more simply this Advent season. To live a little bit more calm. It's challenging to do, though, let's face it. We're in December, right? And we got all kinds of Christmas parties and those types of things already. Shopping to do. But in the season of Advent, the church invites us to try to filter out those extra voices and to focus on the one voice of God Himself. Because what happens, too, when we listen to all those extra voices? Sometimes we get afraid. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we get upset because we're not doing what we should be doing, or we're not doing what the world tells us is good and awesome. But the reality is, when we listen to the one voice of Jesus, we're given strength, we're given hope, and we're given perseverance. Those other voices can make us be afraid. But what does Jesus tell us today in the gospel? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when all these crazy things are going on in the world. Rather, have confidence and remain in me. Remain in Jesus. Remain in Him in the midst of the chaos. Why? Because He is our protection. He is our hope and He is our strength. So this Advent season, as you prepare for Christmas, make sure you take time to prepare your hearts and to remind yourself, where is your goal? Where is your end point? And are those short-term destinations that you're seeking out right now, whether it be the store or a friend's house, or different things that you have on your to-do list right now to get done before Christmas, are those helping you live in union with Christ, or are those just causing chaos and busyness? Because when we let the busyness wrap our lives, we don't take time to stay focused, and we get off course. We spin our tires. So this Advent season, focus on the end point. Focus on the goal, which is heaven. And prepare your hearts to welcome Christ more fully this Advent season so as to stay more focused on the path and more centered on the path. Because Christ, with Christ at the center, we will remain on the path ultimately that leads to the peace of His kingdom in heaven.